You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, it's in your face now. All those of you who said I was crazy because I said that world government is coming. Well, it's in your face now. All those of you who said I was crazy because I believe that they're putting together a new world order. And it wasn't just some off-the-wall thing that George Bush made up for the Desert Storm War. Well, it's in your face now, and a lot of other things. And all of those of you who have been voting Republican, thinking, oh, the Republicans are going to save us, the Republicans are going to save us. Oh, bullshit. It's in your face now. It's in your face now. Well, you people had better be doing some serious waking up really quick. I told you the year 2000 was the year that they're going to throw it in your face. They're going to make you eat it. And if there's not any serious opposition, you're going to fall. You're going to fall like bowling pins in front of the best professional bowlers that exist on the face of this earth. If you will. That's what you're all doing, folks. You're just doing the dead man stroll, pretending. Make yourself feel good with your big mouths. How about some action? Yep, the dead man stroll. That's what you're up to. That's what you're all about. Big mouth, no action. Flat butt, couch potatoes. That's Al Gore. Yeah, Al Gore. Laughing at you. Oh, by the way, that's the Pat Buchanan singers. That's Pat strumming the obelisk. Boy, I really know how to make you mad, don't I? Some of you are seething, red in the face right now. Just hopping around, all over, bouncing off the wall. That's probably the most activity we've ever had in the last 15 years. Isn't that a shame? We're going to do it again, folks, tonight. Yes, we are. Tonight, we are going to make that challenge once again, and the challenge goes out to everybody in the listening audience. I'd like to hear some lawyers call, especially some tax attorneys or some CPAs that do tax returns for people. I'd like to hear you call and quote to me on the air the law that requires anybody in this country that lives in any of the states that does not work for government to file and pay the income tax. Anybody. I'd like to hear some of you big mouth windbags out there, you stinking cowards who call me names behind my back, but file on April the 15th and can't even find such a law. You miserable little cowards. The challenge is open to anybody. Government agents, IRS agents, the commissioner of the IRS. Hell, I'd love to hear from the commie in the White House. Anybody, I don't care. You know, we've been doing this for years, and nobody's called yet with any law. You'd think out of a nation of 275 million people that somebody would know what they're doing and why. You'd think that somebody would be able to justify filing and paying every April the 15th. Where are they? Any lawyers out there? Hey, Rick, you listening? You're a lawyer. I mean, you know how to do the law. Anybody. I don't care. Anybody. Just call up and tell me. You know, I'm sure you've looked for it. Have you found it? And if you haven't, why not? There's more lawyers in this country than in any other country in the world. They all went to law school. They all know how to do legal research. That's part of law school. That's part of the practice of law. You'd think that one of these guys could research the law and come up with a law that requires you or me to file and pay the income tax on April the 15th. The IRS, if you called them a few years ago, they would give you an answer. They stopped doing it because every answer they gave us was wrong. We would go and look it up and research it out, and we'd call them back and we'd say, hey, you know what? The site you gave me for the reason I'm supposed to file and pay the income tax is wrong, and here's why. You know, you didn't read the whole law, and you didn't define the terms which are defined right in the law. And we'd read it back to them. You know what they tell you now? If you don't believe me, try it tomorrow. Call the Internal Revenue Service tomorrow, and whoever you get on the phone, say, could you please tell me the law that requires me to file and pay income tax? You know what they'll tell you? I'm sorry, sir, or I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're not allowed to give legal advice. Can you believe it? That's when you should ask for a supervisor. May I speak to your supervisor, please? When the supervisor comes to the line, say, you know, I called to find out what the law is that requires me to file and pay income tax, but your employee can't tell me. Can you tell me? Well, I'm sorry, sir. Well, we're not allowed to give legal advice. Well, can I speak to your supervisor? I mean, just go right up the line. Call the Commissioner of Internal Revenue's office in Washington, D.C. They'll tell you the same thing. It's incredible. So the phones are open all tonight. You can talk about whatever you want. But, you know, if you get a wild hair and you really think that you know the answer, I really would love to hear it. Because if anybody can prove to me that I'm required to file and pay the income tax, I will most happily do it. I'm an American patriot. I believe in the law. And that's why I'm not filing and paying. Because there is no law. And I know that what they're doing to the American people is extortion. It's the same thing Al Capone and all those gangsters, Bugsy Siegel, all of those guys used to do. They'd go into a store and say, you know, this is a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody might come along and blow up your store or break out all the windows or break your legs or rob you. You know, if you'll pay us $20 a month or $100 a month or 20% of whatever your profit is, we'll protect you and we'll make sure that that doesn't happen to you. That's what the IRS is doing. They're hoodlums, they're crooks, they're criminals, they're liars, they're extortionists, they're murderers, they're thieves. They're committing treason. It's the greatest heist in history, and not one of you out there can call me and tell me the law that requires you to file and pay the income tax. By the way, this challenge is open any time that I open the phones to anybody, any police officer, any police chief, any CPA. Oh, yeah, especially you CPAs and tax lawyers that advise your clients that they must file and pay the income tax. And, of course, you do it for them and you know, so that you can get a big, handsome chunk of chump change, because that's what it is. You're making a chump out of them. Why are you advising these people to file and pay the income tax when you can't even find a law that requires you to file and pay the income tax? And here you are charging them a big chunk of money for your services. What services? I know a whole bunch of crooks that do a better job at protecting me than the IRS ever has. Al Capone did a real good job. Did you ever watch The Godfather? You know why the people in the neighborhood respected and loved The Godfather? Because he did what he said he would do. He really did protect them, not only from his own hoodlums, but from anybody else. If you came in his neighborhood and you broke a window of a store that was paying him for protection, guess what happened to you? Nobody ever see you again. Oh, boy. You know, I just love to do this kind of stuff. I just love to stick it right in your face and make you eat it. A nation of cowards. Sheeple. Stupid, ignorant, apathetic sheeple. I know people in this valley right here who go around all day long bad-mouthing me. You know, there's not a lot of them, but they do it. And they make fools out of themselves, because when they come up against somebody who really knows what's going on, all they do is ask them one question. Can you tell me the law that requires you to file and pay the income tax on April 15th or any other day? And when they can't answer, guess what? Guess what? Guess who's standing there, the fool? Not me. Not me. You see, I believe in the law. I stand on the law. I challenge the IRS to show me. I told them, I'll be happy to file and pay if you'll just show me. I filed a 500,000 Freedom of Information Act request to try to get them to show me. They couldn't. They wouldn't. I filed Freedom of Information Act requests to get them to show me their authority to do anything. They couldn't because they don't have any. I sued them in court and was winning. In fact, I had them pinned. They committed perjury several times. And guess what they did? Because if it had proceeded, I would have won. I was winning. I had them by the you-know-what. They were finished. They went and lied to a grand jury. Brought an indictment. A grand jury has no authority to bring an indictment against a citizen of the state of Arizona. Unless they can prove that I violated one of the laws, the powers given to the Congress in the Constitution, none of which is an income tax. Oh, you say the 16th Amendment? The 16th Amendment was never ratified and is not law. That's been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. If you take it to Congress, they say it's a matter for the courts. If you take it to the courts, they say it's a political matter and they refuse to hear it because they know they'll have to overturn the income tax. But you see, they wouldn't really, because the Supreme Court ruled that the 16th Amendment did not do away with the prohibition against direct taxes of the people of the states without enumeration. And that the 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new powers to tax. They always had the power to tax or to lay an excise on activities and base that excise amount on incomes. And that's exactly what they're doing. But only within their jurisdiction, within the Federal District of Columbia, territories on land ceded and deeded by the states to the federal government, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and government employees. They always had that. 16th Amendment changed nothing. Didn't change any of the prohibitions in the Constitution and didn't give them any new powers. Don't believe me? Do the research. I've done it. I've done it. I know what I'm talking about. You guys can't find the way to the bathroom half the time. And you'll still file and pay on April the 15th. And you'll file the wrong form. You'll file Form 1040. Even if you were required to file and pay, it's not Form 1040. Form 1040 is not for income earned within the continental United States of America. It's for foreign earned income. And you don't even know how to look that up, do you? I mean, this has gone beyond funny. It's beyond tragic. It's now absolutely hilarious. How many times have I issued this challenge? The phone is not ringing. The phone is not ringing. 275 million people, not one of them can call me and tell me, quote me, the law that requires them to file and pay the income tax. Not even those who are required to file and pay it can do it. So this is beyond. This is beyond the circus. It is indicative of what people in Europe and other parts of the world think about the American people. That we are the stupidest, most ignorant group of people on the face of this earth. And I've got to tell you, for the majority of the American people, it's absolutely true. And if that makes you mad, then you know it, or you wouldn't get mad. I'm hitting you, I'm pushing your button, and I'm right on target. Dead center. That's gun control. And I don't need no stinking guns. I got the truth. I just shot you all with the truth right between the eyes. You can't handle it. You can't stand up to it. You can't admit it. And come April the 15th, you'll wimp out. You'll admit your cowardice. Not openly, mind you. But you will. You know how you'll do that? By filling out the forms, by going down and filing them, and by paying. Stupid. Ignorant, apathetic, cowards. The Founding Fathers must be rolling over in their graves. And for all of you who think the Republican Party is going to save you, no way, Jose. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, he's the head Republican in Congress. He's the chief, big wampo, wampum doodle, the high official muckety-muck. He is the pompous whatever he happens to be. He is the leader of the party in Congress, in the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House, Mr. Republican Man. In a public speech called for a global world, called openly, revealed the true Republican agenda when he called for a global world. A global world. You know what that is? That's just another code word for world government. It's another code word for the destruction of the Constitution for the United States of America. It's another code word for dropping our borders, merging with Canada and Mexico to become a region of the New World Order under the United Nations. That's what it is. How long are you going to continue to be fools? Because that's what you are. And if that makes you mad, be called a fool. That's because you are one. You see, if I run out in the street, yell, "Stop that thief!" Who's going to get angry? Huh? The guy that's not a thief won't get angry. Just the thief. The thief will get angry as hell. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Bill. Jim Cullen here from Yuma, Colorado.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. I did just want to reiterate what you've already said, and it's just amazing what the American people are being led to. It's just, as you said, a slaughter, you know, like a sheeple. I personally am do not file taxes, and I did find something rather interesting. While you were just speaking, I went to the website for the IRS. Which used to be under the Treasury Department, which obviously they're not even a federal government agency. They contract out with the Treasury Department.
Yeah, they're not a government agency, and they're not an agency of the Department of the Treasury. If they were, they would be listed in the United States Code under the organization of the Department of the Treasury with the other legitimate agencies that belong to that organization.
And that's completely correct. I just found a statement on here that I thought that you might get a chuckle out of anyhow, if nothing else. But it's on their tax regulations page.
Uh-huh.
It's got a graphic at the top. It says tax regs in plain English. We've summed it up so you won't have to deal with all the legal jargon. Quite a bunch of sheeple in this country.
Well, they don't want to deal with the legal jargon, and the IRS doesn't want them to ever crack a law book, believe me. Because
everybody in this country wants 10-second news bites. They want to be told what's going on. They don't want to research anything for themselves.
What they want is to become little children again. They want a socialist government, and they're going to get one. They want Big Daddy to take off their dirty diaper, clean up their soiled little butt, powder their little rear end, you know, put them to bed and tuck them in, and read them a story, get them up in the morning, because they're not capable of doing that themselves, and feed them a good breakfast and take them down to the playground and supervise them so, well, heaven forbid, they should hurt themselves. Entertain them, take care of them, decide what they're going to do for the rest of their life, and channel them into that, and, you know, pamper them, and make sure that they learn what they're supposed to learn, and that they get a job, and that they, you know, are earning some money, and that they have plenty of recreation, and the emperor's, Colosseum games, and all of that kind of stuff, and heaven forbid, you know, that they should ever learn anything.
Oh, exactly.
That might cause them to have an original thought or anything like that. Oh, heaven forbid. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah, well, the phones are open. I mean, he didn't find the law. He's not filing and he's not paying. Good for him. He's smart. He's not stupid. Certainly isn't ignorant. This is amazing. I'm amazed. 275 million people, not one can call me and tell me the law that requires them to file and pay the income tax. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
There is one question I want to ask you.
Okay, you need to talk louder.
Okay, you keep referring to calling the IRS or the commissioner. Does anybody call the Secretary of the Treasury at the Department of the Treasury and ask these questions?
Well, if the IRS can't answer it, what makes you think they can?
Well, because...
But go ahead. I want you to call anybody. Call the White House. Call Clinton. Call anybody. Call the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He don't know why he's doing it either.
Well, I've written two letters, and I'm waiting for their response. Because in part of my research, and I have been doing this research for about 2 years now, I decided to go look at the Department of the Treasury's website.
Uh-huh.
And in there, they explain that they have basically two divisions. One is the offices, and one is the bureaus.
Uh-huh.
And they say that these bureaus make up 98% of the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the bureau's job to just execute the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
So
Not the laws. Not the laws, the rules and regulations.
But within the offices, they have the Office of the General Counsel, and they specifically state in there that they're over the law firm or the legal offices of the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've written letters to them, but what I thought was odd is...
Do you get an answer from them?
Not yet. It's only been a few weeks, so...
A few weeks?
I don't expect it to move too fast.
Guess what, my dear? If they haven't answered you in a few weeks, you're never going to get an answer. And that's usually what happens. You don't get an answer, period.
But I try.
Yeah. Well,
anyhow,
that's good.
When they go into their history of the tax system in the United States...
Uh-huh.
And when they get to the part about the 16th Amendment,
uh-huh.
They go through here and they say the agreement allows for a tax called an excise tax.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's imposed on business income, and a constitutional amendment was proposed to allow the government to impose income taxes without regard. But see, they don't finish telling you the rest of the story.
Yeah, they don't tell you that they did pass one time and the Supreme Court found it unconstitutional and overturned it. Oh, okay.
But when they get to what's current,
yeah.
They don't give you the full information. So it's
oh, of course
kind of
not.
Like when you read the 1040 instruction booklet,
yeah.
Sounds like it's for you unless you know better.
Yeah. Well, if you really read it and if you look up the sites, because they have to cite what they're quoting there. If you look those up and you follow them through and you look up the definitions in that section, you'll find that's not the form for you.
Well, I did that. But I also asked them to send me a list of revenue taxable activities.
Uh-huh. Did they?
They answered.
Did they?
Not yet.
And it's been weeks?
Right.
They won't.
But anyhow, if anybody's interested, they do have a website that, you know, can explain explain some of the basics for people who are new to this.
Yeah, and you can get there from our website, williamcooper.net. In fact, you can get to every place from our website. There isn't any place you can't get to from our website.
I've noticed that.
Good for you.
But anyhow, I just wanted to put that little bit in that there seems to be some kind of difference there between the bureaus and the offices, and they need to tell you that on their website.
Well, there's a big difference, and the Department of the Treasury is not something that's in the Constitution. Find it in the Constitution. It doesn't exist. You know what exists in the Constitution? The Treasury of the United States of America. Does anybody ever hear anything about the Treasury of the United States of America?
No, and see, I hear things heard both ways, and I'm always trying to figure out, now, are they really two different departments, or
yes.
Do you just refer to them with some incorrect...
No. The Treasury, the United States Treasury, is the constitutional organ that has been thrown away. And instead, they put in its place something called the Department of the Treasury, okay, which functions as a bankruptcy collection agency of the International Monetary Fund and the Federal Reserve from the bankruptcy that was declared in 1933.
Well, when you know that much information and you read their website, they're telling the truth. But if you don't know that information,
you never figure it out. Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, fine.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, and they're all criminals. They know this. But you think they'd tell you? No. Instead, what do? They rip you off. They destroy you. They cause people to commit suicide, destroy families, make children homeless. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'd just like to bring up... you cite Buchanan and some of the others. I am going to throw the New American and the JBS in the same boat with Buchanan.
Absolutely.
And if you don't believe me, there was an article in the New American back, I would say, in late 98. I can't cite the precise month. The biggest backside kiss job to the government and the IRS I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know the issue you're talking about. If you join the John Birch Society, is a place to warehouse you in a cul-de-sac going around and around and around. They give you plenty of stuff to read, but the minute you start to become active and try to get people to do something,
you'll be thrown out.
You're out of here, bud. You're out of here, bud. We don't do that. We write our congressmen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But, you know, I know that things are awfully busy, but it might be illustrative to... cite that back issue or put up some excerpts of it, and...
That's your homework.
Yeah.
I'm tired of doing all the research. Find it. Go to the library.
Call
the John Birch Society.
That might be a good thing to
put up
on the website, your website, for these people who worship that crowd.
That's your homework assignment.
Well, I can't put it on your website.
You can call in the next time we have a call-in show and tell the people what it is.
Well, I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, good.
Well, take her easy. I'll let others in.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. That's one thing that scares the hell out of people when they call this show. I give them a homework assignment. They don't like it. Most of them never call back with their completed assignment. Some have. And you know what? The ones who complete their homework assignment more than anyone else are women. They're the ones who have usually done it and called back. Men hardly ever do. In fact, I can't think of one time that a man ever did, to tell you the truth. Don't say much. Good evening, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Wait a minute, I got to turn the radio down.
Goodbye. 520-333-4578. Guy calls me. I answer, say, good evening, you're on the air. And he says... yeah. And then he's got to go turn his radio down. Nope, folks. You know, if you call me and I answer, your radio should be turned down right then. And you shouldn't be surprised that somebody answered. You call me, I'm going to answer. If the phone ring. Good evening, you're on the air.
Well, Bill.
Yeah.
I think one mistake you're making tonight is you're not giving out your number.
What number?
Your number to your show.
I just gave it out.
Well, prior, I shut everything off, and prior to this, you hadn't given it out.
I'd give it out every night for 8 years.
How is the CPA that found your show tonight?
I just gave it out.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you that, and I don't file, but I'd like to hear somebody's response.
I would too, but you know they don't have the answer.
I understand.
They don't have the answer.
But for the first quite a few minutes of your show, you never did give out your number.
So what?
Well, if a new listener...
I've given it out for 8 years, and I just gave it out. You wanna argue about that?
No, I don't want to argue.
But okay,
if there
then.
Were some new listeners, they would have been held back from calling in.
No, they wouldn't. Because, you know, there's very few new listeners. Every night we might pick up two or three new listeners. Almost everybody's listening has been listening for a while. And if they're new listeners tonight, they'll be here the next time we do this.
Okay. I was just trying to make everything equal.
Yeah. Well, equal my butt.
I understand what you're saying.
Equal.
Okay.
We're all born equal. What we do with our lives after that determines whether we're equal or not. I consider myself to be way above most of the people in this whole country because I can use my brain. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
And that's not conceit. That's just a fact. You want to be equal with me? Learn to think. Stop being a coward. Stop being stupid. Stop being apathetic. There's some out there who are greater than I could ever hope to be, but not very many. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm John in D.C.
Hi, John.
Well, you know, I have the 16th Amendment in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And what it says is the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes of incomes from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration.
They
all, that's all it says.
It's
a very, very broad amendment.
Just
like the First Amendment.
Hey!
Just like the First Amendment.
Whoa! Hey! If you want to talk, you have to give me my opportunity to reply. The Supreme Court has ruled that that amendment did not ever give the Congress any new powers of taxation. You see, for that to work, they had to repeal the portion in the Constitution that forbids it. They didn't do it. The amendment does not repeal anything.
Well, it gives Congress additional powers.
No, it doesn't. They never...
Just like the First Amendment gives you the right to run your mouth off.
Excuse
on
me.
WBCQ every day.
Excuse me.
Right?
You cannot.
Isn't that what you do every day?
You want to listen? You want to have good night. Folks, if you call, you have to be able to converse intelligently. You're not going to override me on my own show. You're not going to talk over me. You can have your say. I'll have my say. And we'll either talk politely and intelligently, or you can drop off the edge of the world. All I got to do is push a button and you're gone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
You know, I went to graduate school, got a master's degree in accounting, became a CPA, used to work for one of the biggest accounting firms in the world.
Yeah, before you go on, could you put your mouth right in front of the receiver and talk a lot louder, please?
Yeah. I used to work for the biggest accounting, or one of the biggest accounting firms in the world.
It's
Pete Marwick.
Okay.
And, you know, if somebody would have asked me what law requires you to file and pay income tax, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. Because, you see, when you go to graduate school or when you go off to college, you make one assumption. And that one assumption is the basis of everything that you learn. And that assumption is that you are learning the truth.
Yes. It's the same assumption that I had when I joined the military service and planned to spend the rest of my life in the service of my country. That they wouldn't misuse me, that they wouldn't lie to me, that they would tell me the truth.
Now, I spent a lot of money on that education, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a good thing. I mean, I understood. I got a hold of your book about 5.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And that I understood every single portion of this thing before I understood the income tax portion, because the income tax portion in that area, I was more brainwashed due to my education.
Sure.
Than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most of these people have a clue. And I've filled out thousands of these 1040s, and I have willingly aided and abetted the fraud. I've willingly aided and abetted people giving up or temporarily giving up the Fourth and Fifth Amendment privilege.
Sure. It's just the act of filing an income tax return is a violation of the Fifth Amendment clause of the Constitution.
And it will tell you that right in the 1040 booklet.
It certainly does. But people never read it. It tells you right there that if you file that return, you're giving up your right to the Fifth protection under the Fifth Amendment.
Now, any skeptics out there, I will ask you, if someone comes and rapes your wife, does that rapist have to testify against themselves in a court of law?
Mm-hmm.
Does a murderer have to testify against themselves in a court of law? The answer to both of those is no. Obviously, it's the Fifth Amendment.
That's correct.
But yet it tells you in that 1040 booklet that anything you put on that tax form can be used against you criminally or civilly in a court of law.
Yes.
If a rapist and a murderer doesn't have to do it, obviously,
in fact,
he has to do it, Bill.
If the police forced a rapist or a murderer to do it, the trial, you know, the guy would be set free, probably.
That's exactly right.
But it's just exactly backwards with the income tax.
Now, I will never file again. My problem is with my employer.
Uh-huh.
Dealing with them.
By the way, all you have to do is learn the law and then sue them, because they have no right in the law or anywhere else to take anything from your paycheck for any reason. You see, they have to be fiscal agents appointed by the government to handle money.
They're trustees.
No, they're not.
Or they're fiduciaries for the money.
No, they're not. The law is specific as to who can act in those capacities and what kind of authority they must have. No employer has that. Ask Taco Bell.
The difficulty comes in when you have to make the value judgment, because I make quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
They could find a reason to can my butt too.
Sure they could.
You follow me?
Yeah, but that's the talk of a slave.
That's exactly right.
If I protest the master beating me, I won't get fed anymore. He might put me in a hole in the ground and kill me.
Of course, there's other ways around that too. I mean, I don't have to work for the people that I work for.
That's right. Why don't you work for yourself?
Could work for myself and get paid offshore.
That's what I did. When I started revealing all the things, the terrible things that they were doing, they made it so I couldn't work. So I said, okay, you made it so I can't work? Hell, I'll work for myself, and I'll spend the rest of my life exposing you rotten bastards. And that's exactly what I've done.
And I think in the meantime, everybody should make as many Federal Reserve notes as they can. But the thing is these poor CPAs and attorneys, they have no clue what they're doing.
Not just make Federal Reserve notes, but make Federal Reserve notes, and while you can find fools that will give you things of real value for it, exchange those phony paper Federal Reserve notes for things of real value, like land, like gold, like silver, like things that will last and always have value. Not cars. They depreciate. They turn into junk. Yeah, real stuff that never, ever goes away and is always worth something.
But in order to have those things, I have to get those little token toilet paper bills that we have.
Well, you don't have to. You can do it in other ways. Many people do.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Now, I just want to comment on the previous caller. He didn't have an argument. He didn't even know what he was talking about. I made him angry because he can't cite the law that requires him to file and pay income taxes. So he picked up the 16th Amendment, and he accused me of running my mouth off on WBCQ and refused to let me rebut his argument. that's the sure sign of someone who doesn't have an argument. 520-333-4578 is the number. What I was trying to tell him is the Supreme Court has ruled that the 16th Amendment did not give Congress any new powers to tax, nor did it negate any of the restrictions in the Constitution against direct taxation of the people. You see, you cannot say that Congress can do something without repealing whatever prohibits it. Now, if you don't believe me, look up the Supreme Court ruling, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, not tonight anyway. I've already done it in the past. You have to learn to do some research, and I hope that you do learn to do some research. Also, it has been proven. Get the book, The Law That Never Was. Read it. It has been proven. It's been researched. People have tried to prove that book wrong. All the research is in there. Not just citations or claims, but certified affidavits and certified copies of all the real documents of the attempt to ratify the 16th Amendment. It was not ever ratified, and even if the Supreme Court had not made that ruling that it made, stating that it did not give Congress any new powers of taxation, it was never ratified and therefore is not law, is not an amendment. You cannot arbitrarily say something is an amendment to the Constitution without fulfilling the requirements of ratification in the document itself. So, if you want to be stupid and be a fool and think that that it was properly ratified without doing the research and showing just how ignorant you really are, that's okay with me. Just trot right on down. The truth is, you're a coward when you file and pay your income tax. That's the truth. And no matter how you rant and rave, or no matter how many times you call me and say I'm running my mouth off on WBCQ, the fact is still that you're an ignorant, stupid little coward. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill. A little bit off the subject of taxation, but I've been researching this 1933 Emergency Powers Act that the Congress granted to Roosevelt that set up this whole thing of executive orders. And what I'm finding is that the Constitution hasn't been in effect since 1933, that we're under this state of emergency.
Well, actually, it wasn't the Emergency Powers Act. It was the Emergency Banking Act is what it was. And what they did, Congress gave blanket approval to all past, present, and future executive orders that
they
the president...
said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done. Couldn't be done.
That the president ever has written or ever will write.
So, is the Constitution in effect?
I've said it a million times, they've torn up the Constitution, throw it in the trash can, and they don't need to declare a state of emergency to do it. All they need is the passive consent of the American people. If they do it and nobody objects and let them get away with it...
Okay, then that kind of... You know, I'm not a legal beagle. I mean, we got this guy in the White House that can split hairs on what the definition of is, but you just brought up something there... you know, with the people consenting,
yeah,
you know, to the bad law.
The government cannot exist and cannot do anything without the consent of the governed.
Doesn't that give them the argument for the income taxes? That, well, they've been paying it all along. You know, I mean, isn't that you know, like I say, I really don't know, but isn't that a legitimate legal argument for the government?
As, well, as long as you continue to do it, yes. But if you discover the fraud, and you state that it's fraud, and you prove that it's fraud, and you claim your rights and are willing to stand and protect and defend your rights, even with the force of arms if necessary, no, they don't have the legal right.
Okey-dokey.
That's the foundation in the law. Number one, anything that you do because of fraud, you cannot be held to. Period. You have no rights unless you claim your rights. And you cannot keep your rights unless you defend those rights. And you must defend them. If you hire a lawyer, you've given up your rights. It's the way it goes. There are some things in this modern day and age that you can hire a lawyer for and nobody gives a damn about it. But when it comes to your rights, you are the only one who can claim them, and you're the only one who can defend them. Whether it's on your doorstep with a rifle in your hand or in a court of law citing the law.
Well, one more thing that you had a caller last week about the Cuban kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little right around Thanksgiving when that first happened, I thought, oh, by God, this kid should go back to his father.
Children belong with their parents.
And, well, that's what I thought. And then, you know, I got Clinton and Reno saying the kid should go back. I got to be wrong, Bill.
You know? No. Children belong with their parents. Unless you can prove that the parent is, and even then, in the law in this country, it doesn't matter. Truthfully, if you want to go back to the actual law, children belong with their parents. The government has no right to take children away from their parents, no matter what the parents have done.
Oh, geez, I just
and I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's the law.
I just hate to agree with Janet Reno on anything.
Hey, we're after the truth here. If Clinton's right, we're going to say he's right. If he's wrong, we're going to say he's wrong. If Reno's right, we're going to say she's right.
Okay.
We're interested in the truth.
Well, nothing but the truth. That's what I expect out of you, Bill.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I don't care who says it. 520-333-4457. All I care about is the truth. I don't care who says it. If Clinton were to change his ways tomorrow and try to reinstate constitutional Republican government, I would support him with all my heart and soul. But he's not going to do that. He's a communist. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Yeah, the first time I encountered the law that never was in 1986. And I haven't paid them or filed since then.
Good for you. And what did you discover in that book? Just for the ignorant people out there who will never look for it, who will never look at it.
I've discovered that the ratification attempts have all been failed because of the fact that they were not consistent, that the way that the amendment was phrased was not legally consistent among all of the attempts, therefore it was not a proper ratification process, that the states hadn't done it right, some of the states had reversed it, all kinds of things had happened, and it was never legally ratified. This was explained to me by a police officer out in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely correct, but let's be a little bit more specific here. Some states, for instance, if Congress passes an amendment that says green is purple, and it goes to the states for ratification, and Oklahoma, in their state legislature, gets a hold of this and says, well, we don't like green is purple. We're going to say green is brown, and we're going to ratify that.
Right.
If they ratify it, have they ratified the amendment?
Of course not.
Of course not. And that's what many states did. They changed it.
Right.
Some of them changed it to mean exactly the opposite of what Congress intended.
Right.
And Oklahoma, by the way, was one of them.
Contrarians.
Yeah.
But then this police officer told me he had a friend that was a federal judge in Watsonville that said if the police IRS ever tried to harass him, that he'd put an injunction against him. I guess he was one of the few federal judges that knew the law and was willing to stand for it.
Well, I'd sure like to meet him. I haven't met any judges that have the courage to really support and enforce the law.
Yeah, well,
what they do is support and enforce what's expected of them so that they can have a long, rich, you know, lucrative
career
and retirement, and some of them want political office after retirement.
Right. But
they're scum-sucking, puke-faced, traitorous pigs. They're Nazi jack-booted thugs. Let's call them what they are. That's the truth.
Right.
Pardon?
You got it about right.
Yeah, I know. I know I do. I've been watching them for years. I know exactly what they are. They're not Americans.
No. So, anyway, I don't have anything with that, and I don't file, and I don't deal with them. So, they can go their own way.
Well, good for you.
And God bless you, Adam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I've been standing there for centuries.
Yes, I suppose it seems why it's just raining, but you're not wet.
No, I'm not, am I?
Where are you coming from?
I was watching a wonderfully terrifying double feature movie. I was a teenage Frankenstein and blood of Dracula.
Oh?
Professor Frankenstein created a teenage monster to bring havoc and terror to all who meet him. But he left a few parts out, particularly in the poor lad's face.
May we take
and the vampire and blood of Dracula, quite unfriendly except when hungry, than any friend will do for a few ghastly moments.
Please,
Oh, here I must leave you.
But there's nothing here but an old cemetery.
Yes, I know. I want to meet some old friends here. After you see I was a teenage Frankenstein and blood of Dracula, you might drop back here. We'll discuss the pictures to some length.
Yes, yes, I'll do that.
Dinner at the White House. Know what's on the menu, folks? You are.
Cut the fat off the back of a baboon. Boil it down to a pound, get a spoon. Shoot the eye from a fly flying backwards. Take the jaws and the paws off a coon. Take your time, I ain't lying for good cooking. Cause the rest of this mess ain't good looking. Take the fleas from the knees of a demon. Cause your pals and gals will come screaming. To the feast, put the feast of the mouth out. They make wine from the fine and the low down. It's a test for the bad for who stays.
That's Hillary Clinton on vocal, folks, just in case you didn't recognize her voice. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, if you all think I'm full of it, get on the Internet. Go to our website, williamcooper.net. Go to the Crisis in Arizona link. Click on it and then read the public notices. Read all those public notices. And everything is cited there. It will tell you exactly why you're not subject to file and pay the income tax unless you're an employee of the federal government or you live in the jurisdiction of the federal government, which is the 10-mile square area of Washington, D.C., territories, dockyards, forts, land that has been ceded and deeded by state legislature to the federal government. Here in the state of Arizona, when Arizona became a state, it retained all jurisdiction over all public lands, including those lands owned by the federal government. You see, if the land is within the boundary of the state of Arizona, and the state of Arizona does not cede jurisdiction, even though it's owned by the federal government, the state of Arizona still has jurisdiction. That's why nobody in the federal government has jurisdiction within the state of Arizona. Don't believe it? Look it up. It's on our website. I cite the law, folks. It's all there. It's all there. And I'll challenge anybody who wants to be polite and has an intelligent argument to debate me on or off the air. I don't care. You'll lose. If you win, if there's by some fluke, you win, I'll file and pay. Because I'm a loyal American. If you can prove it to me, I will. But calling me a big mouth on WBCQ only proves your own stupidity. 520-333-4578. We've got time for maybe one or two more calls. And then we're going to shuffle off to where we shuffle off to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go give Crusher a bone. And then we're going to play... See if I can take the bone away from him. He likes that. He really, really loves to play that game. And he wears me out. And then he sits down and gleefully gnaws and worries that bone for the rest of the night until he drifts off to sleep in his normal place right next to the bed. 520-333-4578. That's what I'm going to do for the rest of the evening. I don't know what you're going to do, but that's what I'm going to do. 520-333-4578. Love to hear from you. I know there's a lot of government people out there listening. I know that the FBI and the IRS and a whole bunch, I know a lot of military spook organizations listen to this broadcast and visit our webpage every day. Come on, guys. I mean, surely you must, you know, if you're a reasonable, intelligent person, you must know, you must be able to cite the law that requires you to file and pay the income tax every April the 15th. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to call in and make a legal argument for why you do it, or why I should have to do it, or why anybody else should have to do it. And don't tell me it's my duty as an American. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Some woman called up when I was a guest on the Alan Handelman show one night and said, "It's your duty as a loyal American to file and pay your income tax." I said, "Why?" Dead silence on the other end of the line. I said, "Is there any law that makes it my duty?" Dead silence on the other end of the line. I said, "You mean you're just filing and paying it because somebody told you it was your duty and you can't find anything that says it's your duty?" Dead silence on the other end of the line. It's always that way. Face it, folks. We collectively, including me, have been stupid, ignorant, and apathetic for most of our lives. And I was also until I woke up. And all you have to do is do some research, find out what the truth is, go in your bathroom, close the door so nobody can see you do it, because you don't want anybody to see you do it. No, it takes a few years before you reach that point. Hell, most people can't even apologize to somebody else for something that you did wrong. Look yourself in the mirror and say, "Hey, I've been stupid all my life. It's got to stop right now." And pledge to yourself that it will stop. Don't do it anymore. If you can't do that, then you're twice as stupid. Okay, folks. Here we go. We're going to shuffle off right now. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo Nelson. I love you. Good night, all you nation of sheeple and cowards out there who will go and file and pay on April the 15th, even though you can't find anything that requires you to do it. And don't tell me you're doing it because you don't want any hassle, or you're doing it because you're a loyal American. You're doing it because you're a miserable coward. That's why you do it. Here's the cure, folks. Mama said, "Something weird about feeling." I looked in his room, his bed wasn't slept in it all last night. But Mama said, "Now, Mama, don't you go talking silly. He's just a young boy, he's just throwing his wild oats, and that's all right." Mama said, "Oh, something real strange about my delay." Farmer down the road said, "He lost a few of the sheep last night. I know he runs flesh and blood, but he makes my blood run chill. I saw him from my window, he was on the hill just screaming at the moon. Is it anyone but pretty head? I'm a gun, son. Bring along that silver dinner bell. But Mama said, "Oh, Mama, I beg you, don't kill him."
Yeah, do it.
I just couldn't bear to think about my baby in hell.
Kill him, he's eating the sheeple.
He went down to the blacksmith, got him out of bed and said, "Get your fire hot." "Oh, shut up, your shutters, and close down the door. We're gonna need all the heat you got. But if I want you to melt my silver bell down to a single shot, Listening to 101.1 FM Eager Classic Radio, like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM is your nonprofit community service radio station. Stay tuned now for all oldies most of the time. It's going to take about a minute because I'm going to change out the CDs that you've been listening to all day long.